If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, and you, and it's actually good afternoon to you.
Because you are talking to us from Taiwan.
That is correct, yeah. I'm here for the Computex Tech Show. It's one of the largest in the East, and certainly really, really interesting.
So tell us what you have seen that is absolutely mind-blowing. I'm sure so much.
Well, there's just a huge amount of stuff going on in the tech world. As we discussed last week, the big H-bomb was dropped with the whole Huawei issue, which has overshadowed some of the things going on here. But that's not the topic of conversation. The big news here is actually what goes on inside PCs. It's all about the tech that makes the tech work. So the gadgets that we buy, the PCs that we buy, all the bits and pieces that are going inside are seen first at a show like Computex. So, for example, AMD. Now, AMD make processors. Some people may not know that, but you will. You go into the shops, you see computers based on AMD processors, not Intel processors. AMD have come out swinging with some of the fastest, most advanced processors in the world at half the price of the comparable Intel processor, and that certainly set the tone. They were the first out of the blocks here at Computex. And Intel today have just announced a whole lot of new processors as well. Competition's a great thing at really spectacularly lowered prices, great performance and lowered prices. So a lot of stuff happening there. But I think what's blown my mind is just the sheer growth in what is known as edge computing. So right now, everyone has a computer. It's on their desk. It does computing. People have heard of data centers where there's big banks of computers computing all sorts of massive stuff and servers in the basement. But what is happening now is everything from little cameras to little monitors are getting smart. There's computers in all of those things, and they're starting to do the most remarkable things. So I've discussed this before, the whole Internet of Things, but is big. And what's actually happening here is all the next generation of technology, the smarter level of how these things actually compute. So they see a picture of a face, they make certain decisions in the device itself, and then sends information to wherever it needs to go. And are hundreds, if not thousands, of manufacturers making smart items like cameras and sensors for both surveillance, which is a big deal, mm-hmm. but also for industrial processes. So every business is becoming super smart. If you make anything, you can find their sensors that take care of all sorts of things that you never even thought of and fix processes or create new processes that make things even faster and better. So it's mind-boggling how far computing has gone into absolutely every aspect. In fact, one of the coolest little things I saw is a tiny little sensor that you put on a nappy, on a diaper.
Yeah.
And it tells you when's the best time to change it, just in case you're going to get some nappy rash.
Oh, my word. Turning all parents into complete idiots.
Wow. Well, possibly, but here we go. I mean, nothing's left
incredible.
To the imagination. That's the ultimate IoT thing. So you get a little notification on your iPhone saying it's time to change the diaper.
Oh,
it's wet.
That is just terrible. So Steve, are you like a kid in a candy store?
I'm running around like a complete lunatic. There's just too many things to see. I mean, there's big, obviously, manufacturers here, Asus, Acer, Gigabyte. It's also a huge gaming show. If anyone's into gaming, the amount of gaming equipment here is insane. There's some brilliant new, for all the gamers out there who are listening in, there's some amazing new video cards. There's some amazing new processors. Asus have got a whole new range of motherboards that are beyond powerful. I mean, the sheer technology and power built into these things is beyond anything that we've ever seen. And there's a whole new range from a range of different manufacturers. There's also laptops where the touchpad is actually a screen. How's that? So while you're busy typing away or moving your mouse, you can actually do stuff. You can watch videos on your touchpad. So there's a lot of innovation going in the form factor, in the way that these PCs are presented. A laptop's not just a laptop anymore. Obviously, mobile is quite huge, but this is more about the PC and the desktop And as I said, edge computing, devices like smart cameras, smart sensors, smart cars, smart cities, smart everything. I mean, that's the overriding sense of everything here. Everything has a sensor, everything connects to everything, and everything's feeding information back to make things better, faster, more efficient, or smarter. It's just absolutely mind-boggling.
Absolutely incredible. Really, really unbelievable. Stephen, when are you back?
I'm back on the weekend, so the toys will have to be left behind. I don't have enough luggage.
I'm sure not. So you're not doing your normal show this Thursday, is that right?
No, I am. I'm doing my show live from Taipei.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely fantastic. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And that's where I'll wrap up some of the more specifics about the products from ASUS, from Acer, from all the other guys that they've released here specifically.
Incredible.
There's even a laptop with, from Star Trek, they've got the little communicator badge, one of those. So more about that on Thursday.
Really, really unbelievable.